If you like listening to music, the hardest part can be finding anything different. There aren't many places you can turn or tune if you get tired of listening to the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on half the radio stations in town and Kenny G on the stations that remain. Not that there's anything wrong with Kenny G, but if you want something different, starting this week, we're going to ask people around the country what is in their CD players or tape decks or computers. Some may have no special connection to the music business except their own unique tastes. And we start this week by calling Atlanta, Georgia. Eric Levin owns an independent music store called Criminal Records, and he's there right now. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
So we asked you to pick out a few interesting items. I gather these are not automatically the big sellers in Criminal Records. These are just stuff that you like. What's your first choice?
Well, my first choice is the new album by Joseph Arthur. It's called Redemption Sun.
Who's Joseph Arthur?
He's not a cover boy. He's not a dancer. His videos aren't going to be on MTV, but he's an amazing talent and a very lucky man.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the music from Joseph Arthur.
In your version of this world, you're everybody's favorite girl. But that don't mean I'll be the victim.
That's Favorite Girl by Joseph Arthur off of an album called Redemption's Son. Eric, in Atlanta, what distinguishes this music from whatever you might hear on darn near any radio station right now?
Well, I think the fact that you're not going to hear this on radio is a big distinguishing factor. Lyrically, he's very brilliant. He backs up his lyrics with a really amazing mix of styles and instruments. This is not a guy who's gone into the studio with a bunch of handlers and a bunch of songwriters and a giant orchestra. This is a very personal record.
How's he selling?
It's off to a pretty brisk start. It's not going to sell at Walmart, it's not going to sell at Target, and it is going to start at stores like mine. Maybe someday he'll be lucky enough to be included in a car commercial, and it will sell millions.
Like a rock. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. Going back to, never mind. Anyway, let's go on to your next selection. What is your next selection?
There's a new band out of Canada called the Hot Hot Heat, and they have a new record called Make Up the Breakdown.
Let's hear it. Okay, I'm trying to figure out, is this music from 1984, 85?
We are in the middle of an 80s revolution, a revival. Lots of bands getting a lot of success, paying homage and tribute to the music they grew up on.
Playing homage and tribute to which groups? Who's really influential right now?
You can hear maybe a keyboard part from Flock of Seagulls, maybe an inflection that may sound a little like The Cure, maybe some energy of bands like The Wire, XTC.
Duran Duran.
There are elements of Duran Duran in the Hot Hot Heat, I believe.
I was just making that up. Are you serious?
No, absolutely. The wonky burping keyboards and loud rock music mashed together. It's sounds like Duran Duran to me.
Okay, Eric Levin, you've made one other choice here that I gather is not music. Let's hear about that one.
David Cross is a wonderful comedian. Most people would know him from Mr. Show on HBO, which was ran for 4 seasons. I would easily call it the Monty Python of my generation, with a particularly American slant.
Okay, now I just want to point out 2 things that jump out at me as I look at this CD cover. In the lower left-hand corner, there's one of those little labels that they have now, Parental Advisory, Explicit Content. So that's right on there, so you know, not if you want to avoid explicit content and foul language, you want to avoid opening this CD. But then right there on the cover of the CD, it says...
Shut up, you effing baby.
Oh, that's very polite of you to put it that way.
Well, I thought I'd edit it. There's not much else on this record that that can be edited.
Okay. Let's take a little bit of a listen to David Cross, if we can. I gather he is a Jewish comedian and that he plays a lot off the fact that he's a Jew in strange places, particularly the South.
So, like, if I slept over a friend's house, and I'd always have to deal with these questions in the morning, like, you know, mom coming and going, David, I'm so sorry to have to ask you this. I'm so sorry. I'm fixing to make breakfast for everybody, and I certainly won't include you. And I don't know. I'm just having some questions I was hoping you could answer. Do y'all's people eat oatmeal?
You know, I love it. I'm sitting there listening on the phone to do you play that piece, and I wish you could just keep playing the record and let David speak, because I've got nothing to say.
Eric, do you play this particular selection over the speakers in your store?
We do. I allow no censorship in the store, and it's been a great seller for us. But he's also speaking to me, particularly, I guess, because I'm a Southern Jew myself. There's a certain resonance, but when he speaks to us, I just feel that he's the one voice that we're hearing loud and clear.
If you're glad that David Cross is speaking to you, I think we're glad that you're speaking to us. Eric, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Eric Levin owns Criminal Records in Atlanta. He's been listening to comedy from David Cross, music from Joseph Arthur, and also from Hot, Hot Heat. If you want more information about any of these artists, you can go to our website at npr.org.